Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the Word today. Today is January the 30th, and our Bible reading is from Exodus chapters 37 to 40. Blessings for following God's instructions completely. After about 8 months of labor, the tabernacle with all its equipments was completed and erected on the first day of the first month of the second year after the departure from Egypt. Exodus chapter 40 verse 17. This included the Ark of the Testimony, the table for the showbread, the golden lampstand, the altar of incense, the anointing oil and the incense, the altar of the burnt offering, the bronze laver, the court of the tabernacle, and the garments of the priesthood. Exodus chapter 39 verses 1 to 31. Let us see the evidence from God's word about the people involved in building the tabernacle. Bezalel and Aholiab. This is what we read about them in Exodus 38 verses 22 and 23. Bezalel the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made all that the Lord had commanded Moses. And with him was Aholiab, the son of Ahishmach, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver and designer, a weaver of blue, purple and scarlet thread and of fine linen. Children of Israel. Thus all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of the meeting was finished, and the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so they did. Exodus chapter 39 verse 32. Moses. Thus Moses did all that the Lord had commanded him, and so he did. Exodus chapter 40 verse 16. What was the reward for following God's instructions completely? Number 1. Blessings from God's servant. In Exodus chapter 39 verses 42 and 43, we read like this, according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did all the work. Then Moses looked over all the work, and indeed they had done it, as the Lord had commanded, just so they had done it. And Moses blessed them. Number 2. The cloud and the glory of God Almighty. In Exodus chapter 40 verses 34 to 35 we read like this, then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting because the cloud rested above it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Number 3. The continuing abiding presence of God throughout the onward journey. Whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle, the children of Israel would go onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not journey till the day it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was above the tabernacle by day, and fire was over it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. Exodus chapter 40 verses 36 to 38. Let us follow God's instructions completely, as there are great blessings from God that will follow us throughout our earthly journey as well.